Hyson had been born into one of the powerful Harchongese dynasties. In the empire, more than in most Safeholdian realms, the nobility and the traditional church dynasties tended to be identical, and Hyson's older brother was a duke. Despite that, and despite the Harchongese tradition of arrogance and extreme conservatism, Hyson had been a member of the circle since he'd been an underpriest. There were points in the doctrine of reform on which he and Wilson disagreed, but his dual status as secular aristocrat and Knight of the Temple Lands gave him an often invaluable perspective. And unlike most members of the circle, including, Wilson admitted, himself, Hyson had always been skeptical of any possibility of peacefully resolving the Carisian schism.
"I don't know that there ever was any realistic hope," Wilson admitted now. "What I do know, though, is that if there ever was any such hope, the Group of Four is doing its very best to demolish it as quickly as possible. Not only are they planning to declare that every Delphirocan killed at Faraid is a martyr of Mother Church, but they intend to excommunicate Caleb, the entire clergy of the Church of Carus, every Carisian noble who accepted Caleb's succession and Stainer's appointment as archbishop, and also Naaman, his entire family, and anyone else who may have supported, joined in, or even simply passively accepted his decision to seek terms from Caleb. And just for good measure, they intend to place all of Emerald and all of Carus under the interdict."
"They've gone mad, Your Grace!" Conair blurted.
"It sounds that way, doesn't it?" Wilson agreed. "As a matter of fact, the only thing that really surprised me when I heard about all of this is that they've stopped short of simply going ahead and declaring holy war right now. Clinton, for one, not only sees that as inevitable, but is actually eager to be about it, I think."
"They didn't go ahead and declare it yet because Trinaire, at least, is smart enough to realize that they have to prepare the ground for it first," Hyson said. The others looked at him, and the slightly built, dark-haired vicar shrugged.
"There's never been a true holy war in all of history," he pointed out, "not at least since Shan Wei's defeat. Even the most faithful are going to have qualms about embracing the Book of Shula's ordinances where holy war is concerned. Despite the general belief in Dinis's guilt, there was a great deal of shock and revulsion right here in Zion when they tortured him to death on the temple's front steps. And that was actually mild beside what Shula laid down for cases of large-scale heresy."
The Harchongese vicar's oval eyes were hard with remembered anger and disgust. "If they expect to treat entire kingdoms to the same sort of punishment, they're going to have to whip up enough hatred, enough anger, to carry the rest of the church hierarchy and the common folk along with them, which is precisely what they're doing here."
"And what can we do to stop them?" Tanir asked.
"I don't know," Wilson admitted. "We and our predecessors have been waiting for over 20 years now for the opening we need, and it's persistently eluded us. We have all the evidence we've collected over those years to prove the corruption and doctrinal perversion of people like the Group of Four, but we still don't have the opening wedge we need to make use of it.